Okay, we're continuing on this same Gemara. The Gemara said that the Braisa, in which Rav Meir was Mechayim and the Chachamim were Poitrim in three unique cases, Teveach Shabbos, Teveach Avodah Zarah, Ganev Shaar Niskal, and Teveach, in these three cases, the Chachamim were Poitrim. But not because of Kamam Drabamunei, because really we're talking about Tevech Ali Dei Acher. So there's no Kamam Drabamunei, that's why we're Meir is Mechayim. Chum, let's say part is because of Shkidashayin and Ru'uya. But La'ilam, we're talking about Tevech Ali Dei Acher, and when we discuss, and the Gemara then said, what do you mean, Tevech Ali Dei Acher? Why are you Chayim? Chizech Chayti Bezem is Chayim. If somebody else is doing the Aver, do I have to pay the Knas for that? In other words, the Gemara was bothered, don't we have a usual rule of Ein Shlich Dvar Aver? And the Gemara said, no, but Tvichim Mechira is different. Tvicha Mechira is an exception to the rule of Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira. The Gemara says that Rava taught us Ma Mechira Al Yidei Acher, Tvicha Al Yidei Acher, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Tachet Lama Says Shliach, Dvei Chizkiya Tana, Oyle Rabbi Says Shliach, we have a whole bunch of drushes that teach us that in the parsha of Tvicha Mechira you could have a Shliach. So we're Tvech Al Yidei Acher, if someone steals a shor or a set and gives it to somebody else to shech, then the ganav is chayav dal v'hei. That's the ikar chiddush that we're learning from our Gemara. Then there are certain special cases like Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, where the Chacham said that you're putter because it's a shechita shein ruya. Side issue. But putting aside the shechita shein ruya, you'd be chayav because for Tvichu Mechira there is a shlichas of Arveva. When the Rambam brings down this halacha, so we noted that the Mishnah Melech saw that the Rambam was very careful the way he phrased it. When the Rambam wanted to bring down that if you appoint a shliach, if you send a shliach to shech the animal, you're chayav dal v'hei. And then the Rambam said, and the Rambam wanted to bring out the case of Shabbos, okay, the particulars over there. We didn't really do the Shabbos Gemara yet, but ultimately the Gemara is going to end up saying that that was the Brice that said the Chaman Patra on Shabbos, that's going according to one Tana who holds that a Maisa Shabbos is also Midiraisa, but we don't pass on like that Tana. So we would hold, like obviously Shabbos, we would hold like Rameyer, that somebody that's Teveach B'Shabbos, the Brice's case of Teveach HaGeyachar, but B'Shabbos, you're Chayat. When the Rambam brings down that halacha, the Rambam said that the ganav gave it to someone to shecht, v'holach v'shochtei b'Shabbos, and he was as a shliach l'shchit loy. He gave it to someone and said, can you shecht this for me? V'shochet loy ha-shliach v'Shabbos. The shliach went and shechted it on Shabbos. Then the ganav was chayav dal v'hei. It's chayav dal v'hei because, as we learned in from these three drushes, that there's no p'tur ben shlich dvar avera when it comes to dal v'hei. For this avera, there is a din of shlichus, and a gneva b'shchita b'Shabbos doesn't make it into a shchita she'ein ru'uya. It's like again, because we pass, even though there's one time in the holes, and it does, but we pass that that doesn't make it into a shchita she'ein ru'uya. So the Rambam says that even though he shechts it on Shabbos, chayav the knas of dal v'hei. But the Mishnah Melech pointed out, look at the two sentences in the Rambam. When he's describing the action, he mentions that it was Shabbos, but when he's giving the instructions, he doesn't say that it was Shabbos. The Mishnah Melech says there's a gavaldig yisid over here. The Rambam wanted to make it clear that you'll only be chayiv dal v'hei when your shliach does it if there wasn't any other avira in the shlichos. I mean, the Mishnah Melech says the Rambam was bothered by Akasha. I understand the Torah was mar b'shlichos for dal v'hei. If I give it to a shliach to shecht, for this avera we say yesh shliach dvar avera. And so, I'll be chayav dal v'hei. That's very good if I give it to him and I say shecht on Sunday or on Monday, I give it to him to shecht. Now, even though it's an avera, he's shechting a stolen animal, it's an avera, but for this avera, yesh shliach dvar avera. So, he shecht, I'm chayav dal v'hei. But the Rambam was bothered, but I give it to him to shecht it on Shabbos, so forget about the fact that this is the Aveira of shechting a stolen animal. There's another Aveira here. It's the Aveira of shechting on Shabbos.
I made somebody a shliach to do a malacha for me. On that, there's a din of ein shliach dvar aveira. And so the rabbi was bothered, how do you get the case of the braisa, of gana v'shachah b'shabbos, right, where a mayor says chayiv, and we pass him like a mayor for this, that you're chayiv, and it's tevech al yedei acher, and you're chayiv because for tzvicha mechira, yesh shliach dvar aveira. But what about the fact that there's another Aveira? There's the Aveira of Shabbos mixed in. Shouldn't that be Mevatel the Shlichus? And the Mishnah Melech brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilah. Remember, Me'ilah is one of the three places where the Torah said, Yeshlich Dvar Aveira. And over there, the Rambam speaks out loud. Yeah, it's in Me'ilah and Perak Zayin. The Rambam says, Avalim, how are you? The case over there is a little bit complicated. We're not holding now in the laws of Me'ilah. Certain, there's different aveiras involved in being nana from different kinds of kachem. But the Rambam says, that which we're saying, yeshlich dvar aveira by Me'ilah, is only b'shah yachatechis mekachem b'edek habayis. Avalam hayu b'sar oila ukayetzi boi. So that, we'll just take his word for it. That's another aveira. Then only the one that does the action, he gets the Aveira of Me'ilah, not the one that sent him. Because over there he's doing another Aveira besides for the Me'ilah. And we know the general rule in Kol HaTerakul is that Me'ilah is an exception. But that's Shalois Arab Ima Isser Acher. But that means that there can't be another Isser mixed together with the Me'ilah. So that's the Rambam. In Hilchas Me'ilah, he says, for Me'ilah, Yeshlech Dvar Aveira. If I send somebody, I say, do Me'ilah for me, it counts like I did it. I get the Aveira. But if I send somebody, go do Me'ilah and another Aveira for me, and it's all mixed together, it's all in the same action, so then there's no Shlichas on that action altogether, because there's ain't Shlichas on the other Aveira, and that's without the Shlichas altogether. So Zot Mishnah Melech, that's what's going on in this Rambam also. The Rambam was bothered. How do you have a case of Gonav Shachat B'Shabbos, right? I stole it, and the Gemara says it's Tevech Al Yedei Acher. So I gave it to a Shliach. If I gave it to a Shliach and I said, Shecht it for me on Shabbos, and the Shliach goes and Shechts on Shabbos, how could I be Chayav Dal Behei? Good, I understand. Oil Rabbis is a Shliach, Tachas Rabbis is a Shliach. For Dal Behei, there is Shlichos. But if I gave it to him to shecht it on Shabbos, so for that there's no shlichas. And once there's no shlichas for one, there's no shlichas for the other, and the shlichas is batal. That's the big assumption here, the big chiddush of this Mishnah Melech. That once there's another avera mixed in, that's mevatal the whole shlichas. And so the Rambam was bothered, how do you get me to be chayav dal v'hei when he shechts it on Shabbos? Good for the dal v'hei, there's shlichas, but there's a chil Shabbos here, and for the chil Shabbos there's no shlichas. So to solve that problem, the Rambam had to devise the case in such a way that although there's a Chil Shabbos here, but that's not part of the Shlichos. So what did the Rambam say? I gave him this animal. I said, go shecht it for me. And he shechts it on Shabbos. Since I didn't tell him to shecht it on Shabbos, so the Chil Shabbos is not part of the Shlichos. Therefore, the fact that we ain't Shliach Avar Aveira, there's no Shlichos on the Chil Shabbos, that's not going to be mevatel the shlichas because it wasn't part of the shlichas altogether. If I had told him, go do a chil Shabbos, and a tvichu mechira for me, if I made him a shlich on the whole thing, then we would say, well, once there's the ain shlichas for one, there's also ain shlichas for the other. But since the Rambam made up this case, but he made it because he felt that's the only way for the Gemara to work. He made it that the instructions were asa shliach lishchetla. He just said, go shecht this animal. The action was v'halach ha-shliach v'shachtim b'Shabbos. The shliach v'mantin shechtim on Shabbos. But he was never told to shecht on Shabbos, so that wasn't part of the shlichas, and therefore can't be mevatel the shlichas. Right, once it's part of the shlichas, and it becomes batel, it brings down the whole team. But if it was never on the team, it was never part of the shlichas, so good, there's ain't shlichas on that, but that's not going to be mevatel what was a shlichas because that was never part of the shlichas to begin with. So that's the Mishnah Melech's explanation for the Rambam. It's very like he says, you know, the Rambam. Rambam is betachlis hadikdok. He's being very precise. The Rambam really, he's making this up. Meaning, he took the Gemara. The Gemara said that you have a case where he made a shliach and shechten on. The Braisa talked about ganav v'shachet b'shabbes, and the Gemara says that it was tevech al yedei acher, meaning it was a shliach, and yechayev d'al v'hei. The Rambam has a little bit of an unusual role for the Rambam. The Rambam was essentially asking a kasha and giving a teretz. That's the way the Mishnah Malach is explaining. Just in these few words of the Rambam, asa shliach lishchet loy v'shachet loy shliach b'shabbes. The Rambam, in those words, he means to be showing us that he was bothered by a kasha and he thought of a teretz. His kasha was, how could we have the knas of dal v'hei if there's a chil Shabbos involved over here and ain't shliach dvar aveira on the chil Shabbos? So even though yesh shliach dvar aveira on the dal v'hei, but ain't shliach chil Shabbos on the chil ain't shliach dvar aveira on the chil Shabbos, so that should be mevatel the whole entire shlichus, and then you shouldn't be chayav the knas of dal v'hei either. So how do you solve that problem? So the Rambam's chap was leave the chil Shabbos out of the shlichus. It's part of the story, but it's not part of the shlichus. How do you make it part of the story but not part of the shlichus? It was the shlichus idea. It was never the mishalech idea. The mishalech didn't tell him shechted on Shabbos. The mishalech just told him shechted, and the shlichus went and shechted it on Shabbos. And in such a case, then that's the chap. That's how we have a case where it'll be where the mishalech, the ganav, will be chayav knas of dal v'hei. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he brings down this Mishnah Melech, and he says that with this Mishnah Melech is the solution, the teretz, to a kash that we asked last week. When we were learning the Rash last week, if you remember, let's go over the beginning of the Shach Vatara. The Gemara brought down the Braisa. Where it said that if he was gone of a tavach b'shabbos, or gone of a tavach l'avodah zarah, Reb Meir holds he's chayav. The Chum holds that you're potter. So the Gemara first thought that, why did the Chum say potter? Because it comes with Rabbanei. If you're gone of a tavach b'shabbos, you're gone of a tavach l'avodah zarah, so it's coming with Rabbanei, that's why you're potter. And Reb Meir says you're chayav, so the Gemara thought, oh, that's right, Reb Meir doesn't hold up coming with Rabbanei. Then the Gemara answered, the Kol Chavu Rasa Mishmedu Rabbi Yechanan said that it's Petevech Al Yidei Acher. No, it's not a Raya that Ramei doesn't hold to come with Rabbanei. That price is talking about where somebody else shechted it. Meaning, and therefore there is no Kim with Rabbanei because the Chiv Misa is on him, on the Shliach. And the Chiv Mamun, the Chiv Knas is on me, on the Mishaleach. So there is no Kim with Rabbanei. Then what was the next step? The Gemara asked, what? The Bryce is talking about where somebody else shechted it, and nevertheless the Ganav has become a chayev, a knas of dal v'hei, v'chizeh, choyte, v'zem, is chayev. If someone else does the aveir, could I become chayev, a knas of dal v'hei? Zot Rashi. The Gemara's kasha was based on a Gemara in Kedushin, where we learned the ancient lich of our aveira. And based on that, the Gemara is asking, why am I chayev, a knas of dal v'hei? So if you remember, last week we mentioned that Rabbi Kiva Eger was bothered by a kasha. Why does Rashi have to bring in the Gemara in Kedushin? Rabbi Yechanan just said that the Brice is b'tevech al yedei acher to make this into a case where there's no kamut rabbanei. I mean, the Gemara was bothered. Why does Rabbi Meir say I'm chayav b'knas? So I'm chayav misa, right? I was going to b'tevech b'shabbos. I'm chayav misa. Why am I chayav b'knas? It's kamut rabbanei. So the Gemara answered b'tevech al yedei acher. The whole point was to eliminate the kamut rabbanei. How does that eliminate the kamut rabbanei? Good. I made a shliach. I told him to do it. But shluchos lo kamut said. So when he does it, it's like I did it. So he was Mechal Shabbos, it's like I was Mechal Shabbos. So I'm Chayav Misa. And now, why am I Chayav Knas? Why isn't there a Kamut Rabbanei? How do we avoid the Kamut Rabbanei? Obviously, because the Gemara knew that Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. Therefore, when he's Mechal Shabbos, I'm not Mechal Shabbos. So when the Gemara then asks, V'chizeh Chayav V'zem is Chayav, the Gemara means to be saying, since you yourself are going with the Klal of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, so why is the Ganav chayav the knas of dal v'hei. The same way that ein shliach dvar aveira for the chil Shabbos, we should also say ein shliach dvar aveira for the dal v'hei. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, why does Rashi have to come on to the Gemara in Kedushin? Over there we see the call of ein shliach dvar aveira. Mineu bei, our sugya itself was working with the call of ein shliach dvar aveira. Otherwise, why isn't he chayav misa? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, But after learning this Mishnah Melech, I understand what Rashi was doing. Rashi was being so careful here. Rashi understood that from our Gemara you don't see any Shlechet V'Aver, because our Gemara doesn't have to be a case where he made him a Shliach to Shechtet on Shabbos and he's just not Chayav Misa because ain't Shlechet V'Aver. Our Gemara's case was that he made him a Shliach to Shecht and the Shliach went and Shechted it on Shabbos, like the Rambam says. And in that case, the reason why the Ganav is not Chayav Misa is because why should we Chayav Misa? He wasn't Michal Shabbos. He didn't make a shliach to Michal Shabbos. Maybe yesh shlichet v'aver. Maybe if I tell somebody to be Michal Shabbos, I'm chayav misa. But over here, I didn't tell anybody to be Michal Shabbos. I just said shecht an animal. There's nothing wrong with shechting an animal. There are six good days in the week that you're allowed to shecht the animal. The shliach went to shecht on Shabbos. Obviously, I'm not chayav misa for that. So that's why you don't see from our Gemara that ain't shlichet v'aver. You don't see from the Rabbi Yechon, when the Kol Chavuras and Mishpat Rabbi Yechon said that the Brayis is talking about Tevech HaYachar, you don't see from there the Ein Shlichet V'Aveva. We were bothered that L'Cher, you see from that Gemara, why did Rashi have to bring a Kedushin? You see from that Gemara already Ein Shlichet V'Aveva, because the Gemara is using Tevech HaYachar to avoid the Chiyav Misa. But if you hold Yein Shlichet V'Aveva, then he should be Chiyav Misa. So that the answer is no. There's no Shlichas on the Chil Shabbos. The case is that he didn't make him a shliach on the Chil Shabbos. That's why he's not Chayav Misa. So you don't need the rule of Ein Shlichet V'Aveira to explain our Gemara. We need to see Ein Shlichet V'Aveira that you see in Kedushin. That's what Rashi brought in Kedushin, Dr. Ricky Vega. The Rashi is very meduyik that you don't see Ein Shlichet V'Aveira from the words of Rabbi Yechanan. You only see it from the Gemara in Kedushin because Rashi was learning our Gemara like the Mishnah Melech explained how the Rambam was learning our Gemara. So the Rambam learned this way, Rashi learned this way. If you remember on Thursday, we're not going to go back over that thesis now, but on Thursday we saw how the thesis was meduic like this, also the Shar Melech was meduic, that thesis was learning this way. So it was Rambam, Rashi, thesis are all on the same page. They're all looking at this case in the Gemara the same way. That Ganav Tevech B'Shabbos Ayde Acher doesn't mean he made a shliach to be Tevech B'Shabbos. He made a shliach l'shchait, v'halach ha-shliach v'shachtei B'Shabbos. Frag the Mishnah Melech. Now the Mishnah Melech doesn't bring in all these other Rishonim. Again, the Mishnah Melech just says it in the Rambam. The Shar HaMelech says it in the Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it in Rashi. But they're all sort of pulling together the same idea, but the Mishnah Melech says it, but that's the Rambam, and then Zok the Mishnah Melech that there's one Rishon that's just not cooperating. Because when you look at the Tor, and the Tor is bringing down our Gemara Lahalacha, and he brings down the case of Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, the way that he says, he says Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, that you're Chayav Knas of Dal V'Hei, and the way the Tor speaks out the case, if you make a shliach to shecht on Shabbos and the shliach shechts it on Shabbos, so he writes because of a Rambam shu chayev. He quotes the Rambam that you chayev kanas dal behei. He violated this rule of this diuk in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam was being so particular. Asa shliach lishchait v'shachet lo yashliach b'Shabbos. But what I told, the instructions didn't include Shabbos. That was very clear in the Rambam. But the Torah brings down the case sort of much less carefully, seemingly. And he says that even if you make a shliach to shechtet on Shabbos, if you make a shliach to shechtet on Shabbos, you're chayav knas adal v'hei. So the Mishnah Melech says that the Torah seemingly thought that says, he's quoting the Rambam. The Torah says because of a Rambam shu chayev, but he changed the case. The Rambam said asa shliach lishchoit v'shachat la'yashliach b'Shabbos. The Torah, in quoting the Rambam, says asa shliach lishchoit loy b'Shabbos. So apparently, zok the Magen Mishnah, apparently the Torah thought that the Rambam wasn't really being medakdek, meaning this diyuk that we made, that look, there's two sentences, there's a sentence about the instructions and the sentence about the action, and the Rambam only includes Shabbos and the action but not in the instructions. The Torah held that that was all not particular, it wasn't done deliberately. The Rambam meant he made you, there's instructions and there's action, and then he lumps the whole thing together. And the Mishnah Melech complains that here, I think that he thought the Rambam's words were inum meduktakim, were not meant so precisely. Ulididi, but I think divrei Rabbeinu heim betachlis adiktuk, that the Rambam is so meduyik. And I proved it from the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilah. We
said it's very mistaber, and he brought a raya from Hilchos Me'ilah. So he has a kasha on the Torah. How could the Torah say that if you make a shliach lishchayt b'Shabbos, that you'd be chayav k'nasav dal v'hei l'chayra, he's a shliach to shechlan Shabbos, and on that there's ain't shliach v'aveir, that should mess up the shliachas. So I want to respond to his taina on the tour, but I want to do it in two steps, two levels, we'll call that. The tour is violating this rule that the Mishnah Malach made. But the truth is that there's something very mechudishik in this Mishnah Malach. And it seems so gishmak. It is gishmak. It's gishmak Yisoid, and he's medayikin in the Rambam, and it's medayikin in Tosfos, and there's a support for it even in Rashi. But all that being said, there's a big chiddush in this Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech said that the Rambam wouldn't allow the case to be that the instructions were to shechlan on Shabbos. Because if the instructions were to shechlan on Shabbos, then the whole shlichus would become batal. Why? Because shechlan on Shabbos, that's an aveira. And that's not one of the exceptional aveiros where there's a special din of yeshlich v'aveira. That's a regular aveira where the rule is yeshlich v'aveira. And now here's the key step. And the Mishnah assumed that once it's a regular aveira and we have a rule of yeshlich v'aveira, that's mevatel the shlichos. That's mevatel the shlichos. That's the chiddush over here that the Mishnah is assuming. And that's not such a dever pashut. Meaning, the Mishnah Melech, I can say, you're 100% right, that on Chil Shabbos there's no shlichos. But if I make somebody shliach to do something, and that something involves a Chil Shabbos, so, and yeah, ain't shlichos v'arveira, that's true, so the shlichos for Shabbos is not a real shlichos, but does that make the whole thing batal? Does that make him not my shliach anymore? L'mashon. Let's say I make somebody a shliach. I make somebody a shliach to give my wife a get. But the case is, we'll borrow a case from the Gemara on the previous Amud, that she's standing in Rosh Hashayachid and the shliach is in Rosh Hashayachid. And let's say and I tell him, I want two things. I want to divorce my wife. And I want to be a Mechal Shabbos. Not the Rambam's case, the Rambam makes the surgery and separates one aspect from the other. No, let's say I tell somebody, I want you to be Mechal Shabbos and giving my wife a get. And he goes, and he's Mechal Shabbos and giving my wife a get. He throws the get from the Shus Rambam to the Shus Yachim. So the Mishnah Melech clearly, he is of the opinion that get would not be Chal. Because since ain't shliach of Aravera, so you can't be my shliach for a chil Shabbos, so the shlichus is bottled. Now once the shlichus is bottled, so here's a stranger giving my wife a get. He's not me. Right? If my shliach gives my wife a get, she becomes divorced, because the shlichus doesn't come by. He says, like I gave her a get. But the shlichus is bottled, and now he's a random stranger who's giving my wife a get. Of course, nothing is chal. Now, one might have argued, that's not so posh, one might have said, it's true, there's a din of ain't shliach of Aravera, that if I tell somebody to be Mechal Shabbos, it doesn't count like I was Mechal Shabbos. I'm not Chayev Misa. I don't get the Aveira of my Shlich. That's Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira. But that doesn't mean it's Mevatel the Shlichos. I send somebody to divorce my wife. He's my Shliach. What he does is like I did. Now, I also send him to be Mechal Shabbos. Oh, that there's no Shlichos. So the Chil Shabbos, that's his Aveira. It's not my Aveira. But the divorcing my wife, since on that there is shlichus, so that's my maisa, not his maisa. Well, and then we would say that the Isha is Megoreshes. Right? That's the... If I tell you there's a rule, like the Gemara in Kedushin says, Ein Shlichet V'Aveira, that doesn't... That's not a Dover Pusher than in the case I just described, the Get Won't Be Chal. I tell a Shliach to go throw this Get from the Shtram to the Shliach and I'm being Megoresh my wife. Not so Pusher that the Get Won't Be Chal. One can argue that true Ein Shlichet V'Aveira, Ein Shlichet V'Aveira just means... It doesn't mean that when you make a shlich of Aveira, the shlich is batal. It means that for the Aveira, he's not your shliach. It's not kamaisin legabe the Aveira. So that which he was Mechal Shabbos, that's on him. It's not like I was Mechal Shabbos. But he's still my shliach for the rest of it. And that which he was Megarish, my wife, that's me. I was Megarish, my wife. He was my shliach. My shliach was Megarish, my wife. My shliach also was Mechal Shabbos, but that's his problem. That's his Aveira. He's going to be Chayim Misa. I'm not going to be Chayim Misa. Or if it's the Shagin, he's going to be Chayim Mechadas. I'm not going to be Chayim Mechadas. Because that's Ein Shlich of Aveira. But Ein Shlich of Aveira just means I don't get the Aveira. But does it have to mean, and the Shlichus is bottle? Maybe not. Maybe Ein Shlich of Aveira just means that when I make a shliach to do an Aveira, I don't get the Aveira. The shlichus is a good shlichus. Now, obviously, if the shlichus isn't negaya anything else, then this question is just moot, right? It doesn't really matter. Is he still a shliach? Just if I make a shliach, you know, if I just make a shliach to chop down a tree on Shabbos, right? Without a get, I just you know, just make a shliach to be mechal Shabbos without any chaloisim. I say, you go, please chop down that tree on Shabbos. So it's not negaya anything except the aveira. So there we say in shlich of aveira. That means that the it's his Chol Shabbos, it's not my Chol Shabbos. So you can call it that there's no Shlichas. But is the din of Ein Shlichas of Aveira a din that says that the Shlichas of Aveira is batal, it's mevatal the Shlichas, it's not a Shlichas? Or does it simply mean that I don't get the Aveira, he gets the Aveira? When I just tell him to chop down a tree, it doesn't make a nafkamina. But when I tell him to be Mechal Shabbos by throwing a get from Rosh Hashanah to Shal Yochid, so then there's a huge nafkamina. Is the Ein Shlichas of Aveira mean that a Shlichas of Aveira is batal? So then that Shlichas is batal? He's not my Shlich being Megarish, my wife, and my wife is not divorced? Or does it just mean that the Aveira is not my Aveira? The Aveira is his Aveira, but the Shlichas is still Shlichas. So let's call it for now, and we'll talk about it more in a little while. But for now, let's call that an open question, and the Mishnah Melech is taking a side. The Mishnah Melech is deciding that, no, Ein Shlichas of Aveira means that's a sibah for the Shlichas to be batal. A Shlichas of Aveira is not a Shlichas, and anything else that was supposed to happen through that Shlichas is also, it didn't happen. It didn't happen on the Shlich. The Shlichas became batal. That's the Mishnah Melech's position. Let's say I said not like that. If I don't accept that chiddush, then I would agree with the Torah. Then the Torah is a very nice pshat in our Gemara. The Torah says, "Asa shliach lishchut b'Shabbos." I tell a shliach to go shechtan on Shabbos. I'm chayvet. The Torah says I'm chayvet knas adal behei, because when he right, it's a stolen shor, I tell him to shecht it. His shchita is mesiachis to me. So, right, because Lagabe Tvichu Machiro, Lagabe the Knesset Dal, hey, we have Exeris Akos, the Gay Shlichet V'Aveira. So it's like, I shechted it, so I'm Chayim Knesset Dal, hey. But I told him to do it on Shabbos, and the Mishalach is jumping up and down and screaming, saying, how can I be Chayim Knesset Dal, hey, ain't Shlichet V'Aveira? I told him to do it on Shabbos, isn't that Mavatal the Shlichus? The tour could just stand there and say, no. Ein Shlichas V'Aveira is not Mevatel HaShlichas. Ein Shlichas V'Aveira just means that he's not my Shlich for the Aveira. That if he was Mechal Shabbos, it's his Aveira, it's not my Aveira, but he's still my Shliach. He's my Shliach, but I don't get my Shliach's Aveiras. My Shliach is stuck with the Aveiras, but he's still my Shliach. So he shechted the animal on Shabbos. He shechted the animal on Shabbos. He shechted the animal. I'm Chayim Knas Adal Vehei for that. He was Mechal Shabbos. That's his problem. That's what the Torah could say. The Torah could say, I could divide up the shlichas in half. The part that doesn't have shlichas, the aveira part, that he's not my shlich for. But the part that does have shlichas, the tvicha mechira part, that he is my shlich for. And so there's nothing bad and wrong with what the Torah said. That would be my first way. That's why I said we're going to be asking the Torah in two layers. That's the first thing that we could say. The din of the Torah is no problem, because he could say that the whole
argument on the Mishnah Melech is based on a big assumption, and he could say, I don't believe that assumption, I don't accept it. I hold that a shlichus v'arveira is not a bittul of the shlichus. And therefore, the case that the Torah says of making a shlich, a shechel on Shabbos, am chayv v'knas adal v'hei, it's a perfectly good case, it's a perfectly good halacha. That would be my plan A in the Miyash of the Torah. Now, if it was just the Torah saying the din, if I just had a Torah saying that if somebody makes a shliach to shecht behem on Shabbos, the ganav, right, a ganav who makes a shliach to shecht behem on Shabbos, the ganav is chayav v'knas adal v'hei, if that's all I had, I would say, okay, fine, that's the pshat. The Torah holds that ein shlich l'arveir is not mevatel the shlichas. He argues with this chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. The problem is that the Torah added one word. The Torah said, or two words, as a shliach lishchit loy b'shavis, the shliach shachat b'shavis, kosav harambam shehu chayav. The Torah said that he's talking b'das the Rambam. The Torah didn't just say, this is my opinion. The Torah said that he's saying over a Rambam. Yeah, when the Rambam says this very halacha, the Rambam doesn't sound like that. The Rambam doesn't say that he made a shliach to shechel on Shabbos. The Rambam says he made it a shliach, and the shliach shechel on Shabbos. Maybe the Torah held that was loved off because the Rambam didn't mean to differentiate between the instructions and the action. The Rambam just he didn't want to be so wordy. I made a shliach to shechter on Shabbos, and he went and shechter on Shabbos. He didn't want to say twice on Shabbos, so he just said, I made a shliach to shechter, and he went and shechter it on Shabbos. And maybe he'll say that the word on Shabbos at the end of the sentence is going back on everything. You know, maybe, even though certainly the Rambam, like Mishnah Melech, uses that term, tachlas adiktik, the Rambam is definitely very meduig the feel of Mishnah Melech's reading, but fine, let's say the Torah is entitled to say, I don't think the Rambam meant to be medactic like that, and I think it was all lavdafka, and this is what he meant. But the problem is, so far, in the reading of this Rambam, maybe you could say that. But on this lomdashin akuda that we're talking about, ein shlichas v'arveira, is it mevatel shlichas or is it not mevatel shlichas? And the Torah, we said the Torah is entitled to hold that it's not mevatel shlichas, and therefore he could say his halacha, but is he entitled to say that the Rambam holds that ein shlichas v'arveira is not mevatel the shlichas? To that, isn't there the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah? That's where the Mishnah Melech says that haraya shekasav nimedivra abeinu Hilchos Me'ilah he raya nechayna. He says the Torah thought that this Rambam was not meduyik, but I think he is meduyik. But my raya is the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, meaning b'das the Rambam you can't say. Then ein shlichas v'arveira is not mevatel shlichas, because the Rambam says mefurish. In Hilchos Me'ilah, he says, Hilchos Me'ilah is one of the exceptional averis. There's three averis over there, whatever, the Rambam over there doesn't mention that there's three, he says that there's one, but as a separate issue. The Rambam says that Hilchos Me'ilah is a special averis over there, yesh shlichas v'arveira. But only, I'm going back on, he says, Me'ilah is a special averis over there, yesh shlichas v'arveira. So if I send someone else to be mayol, I get the Avera. But Zuck the Rambam, but only if there was no other Avera involved in what I sent him to do. But if I sent him to do something that was Mi'ila plus, Mi'ila and another Avera, then I'm not Mayal. Then I don't get the Avera of Mi'ila. In other words, he's saying that once there's another Avera involved, and on that Avera ain't Shlichas V'Avera, then on the Mi'ila also, even though Mi'ila Batsam has Shlichas, but that will, he won't be Mashliach for that either. What does that mean? That means that once it's a dvar avera involved, that's mevatel the whole shlichas. So the Rambam is mefurish that he does hold this way. This chiddush of the Mishnah Melech, that ein shlichas dvar avera is mevatel the shlichas, it is a nice raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. Now, from the Gemara, maybe there's no raya. If the Torah wants, you know, maybe it's a debatable point. If the Torah wants to disagree, you can disagree. But that's the Rambam, it's very hard to disagree. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah is pretty clear that he holds that way. So that's the kasha on the tour. Again, the tour who says that if I make a shliach to shecht it on Shabbos, and he shechts it on Shabbos, I'm chayav v'knas adal v'hei. And the tour says that that's the Rambam shita, so the Mishnah says that can't be right. And the way I'm explaining it, what he means, the oimik of the kasha is that if the Torah wants to say that in Shlichas of Arvei was not Mabatel Shlichas, his din could be correct. But the Rambam certainly holds that in Shlichas of Arvei is Mabatel Shlichas. So, but that's the Rambam. So how can you say that this is the Rambam Shita? But that's the Rambam, you can't be correct, and yet the Torah says that he's representing the Rambam. So therefore, therefore the Mishnah Malach says that the Torah is just
wrong. He says, I have a proof that the Torah is not understanding the Rambam correctly. Zois says that he thinks that there's actually a very good answer for this Torah. The Torah might be quite correct and is based on an idea that we talked about last week when we were starting this sugya.
He said that which the Torah was marva shliach and dvar aveira by tzvicha u'mechira, maybe it doesn't really mean shlichos. We said this when we were trying to explain the drasha of Rava. Rava said, "Tevech al yidei acher as chayiv." How do I know? Because of a hekesh utfachay umucharay. Ma mechira al yidei acher af tvicha al yidei acher. What's the mechira al yidei acher? Zot Rashi, because there's a buyer, there's a seller and a buyer, and Rashi in Ksuba says more, and the buyer takes it. So we were bothered, what is that, how does that show the shlich dvar aveira? Certainly the buyer for the seller, that's not shlichas. But if by shchita, if I have somebody else shechta for me, that's like a shlichas kind of thing. So how could you prove this from that? So I told you over there that Mary Ravi Reb Shalom wanted to explain that the basic svara is the marit, but he was using it to explain that drasha of Rava. That what Rava is being mechadish over here is not shlichas, because like I say, you're learning it from mechir, but mechir it's certainly not shlichas of the lekeach, it's not the shliach of the meicher. What it means to say is that the mechayev over here is not doing the maisa, the mechayev is authorizing the maisa. Having the maisa done is the mechayev, because by mechira that's always how you do it. That's the definition of mechira, because the Maisa Kinyan is not done by the Meicher. The Maisa Kinyan is done by the Lekeach. So to sell a shor, by definition, means that you gave someone permission to take the shor from you. You're not doing the Maisa Kinyan, he's doing the Maisa Kinyan, but you gave him permission. So Rava says, just like that's the Mechayah for Mechira, that's also the Mechayah for Tevicha. That if you give someone permission to shech the animal for you, then for that you're Chayah v'Kanas v'Dahal v'Hei. But not because, and if you... We don't say if you give someone permission to shecht the animal for you, it counts as if you shechted the animal because shluch hashalagim kamaisai. It's not because shluch hashalagim kamaisai, other rabbi, because that's the mechayev. The mechayev of this class is having it shechted. If you authorize that it be shechted, or if it's shechted for you, that's the mechayev. So when he goes and he shechts it, that's mechayev of your class, not because he's your shliach. As the Maritz spoke out, he may have said, if I say that the Machayev is Shlichos, so the Machayev is having someone do it for you, Nafkamina is, let's say he's not a Bar Shlichos. Let's say he's a Cheresh or a Sheiter or a Katan. Or a Goy for that matter. Now you'll say, that can't be a Goy, because a Goy can't do a Shchita. But what about in the case of Mechira? A Goy can do a Mechira, right? If I have a Goy, sell it for me. Or if I have a Cheresh, Sheiter, or Katan, sell it or Shecht it for me. In any of those cases where my Shlich is not a Bar Shlichos. So, Poshet, if I would have asked you, what if your shlichas is not a bar shlichas? You said, well, then it's no good because it's not a bar shlichas. Now, Rin says, no, because over here you don't need shlichas. Over here, the mechayev is that someone's doing it for you. You don't need the din of shlichas on the kamaisa as long as right, you're really doing this aver. What is the aver? The aver is to tell someone you could do it. And then he does it, that's the aver. To have it done for you, on your command, for your purposes, that's the aver. That was the Maritz Chedosh. Zachtik Sois, if that's true, then you can't be mevatel that. You can't talk about, well, the Shlichas became batel. I don't need Shlichas, it's not Shlichas. Let's go back to the Torah's case. I told the guy, go Shechten on Shabbos. Zachtik Torah, that all the Chayim, the Torah holds that the Rambam will also agree to this, that all the Chayim, the Knas of Dal Vehei. And the Mishnah Melech is bothered, but if I told him to do it on Shabbos, so Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira, And Ein Shliach of Aver is Mevatel the Shlichus, so he's not my Shliach at all. So why am I Chayav Knas Adal Behei? Because I don't need Shlichus to be Chayav Knas Adal Behei. I just need that someone did it for me. And this guy did it for me. So he's not my Shliach? He's not my Shliach. But it's no worse than the case of a Katan. This case where there's a Chil Shabbos involved, and that's Mevatel the Shlichus. That's not worse than a case where I told the Katan to do it. There's anyway no Shlichus. But as long as he's doing it on my command, at my behest, that's the Machayev of Dal Vehei. So over here, I told him to shechet on Shabbos, and he shechet on Shabbos Avadi. He's doing it because I told him to. So I'll be Chayev of Dal Vehei. I is not my Shliach, because the Chil Shabbos is Mavatzel the Shlichas. That's okay, it doesn't matter. Because I don't need Shlichas, I just need that he's doing it for me. So there was Zakhtik says, the fee that's the of the Marit, the Torah is Nicha also, and he could be right that the Rambam holds this also. Again, even though the Rambam holds Me'ila says that any time he's Shlichas Avera, that's Mevatel the whole Shlichas. Good, let it be Mevatel the Shlichas. But for Dal Vehei, you don't need Shlichas. So okay, so to summarize what we have so far, we have this very Geshmak of Marit, who explains this Diuk in the Rambam. We have the Shaar Melech that makes more or less the same Diuk in a Tosfos. We have Rabbi Kiveger, who uses this Yisoid to answer Kasha on Rashi. The Mishnah Melech himself pointed out that the Torah doesn't follow his rule. The Torah seems to go against this. And we said two important Yisoidis. First of all, that if somebody wants to disagree with this Mishnah Melech, that's really fine. Meaning the Ezem Din of the Torah is no problem, because the Mishnah Melech is making a huge assumption that Eishlich Dvar Aveira is Mevatel Shlichas. And there's not necessarily any raya from a Gemara, at least there's certainly no mafurish a Gemara like that. It's a chiddush. And the Torah could say, I disagree. I hold that it's not mavatel shlichas. And then Avada the Torah will be right that if somebody makes a shlich to shechet on Shabbos, he'll be chayav knas b'dal v'hei. Even though ain't shlich v'arav v'hei, but it's not mavatel shlichas. But we said, but Lamai said, that's not the right teretz for the Torah, because the Torah is going midas the Rambam. The Rambam does hold of this, he says that ain't shlich v'arav is mavatel shlichas. So, but that's the Torah, what the Torah said, but that's the Rambam, the Ksais has a different teretz based on the Marit, and the Chi of Knas of Dal Vehei doesn't have to come onto the Parsha of Shlichas. Now, I want to do one more aspect of this discussion, this Mishnah Melech Yisoyim. A real life story. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just curious how it is through the words that it shows. It doesn't say exactly
the
Shalom
says
the authorization.
It
said something about
Hanah. Correct. That's true. Right. The Marit says it a little bit. It's true. The Marit says the way he's magdir it is the Mechayev is if it's shechted or sold for my benefit. The way, because we were coming from Rava's drasha, so the way we were emphasizing it was that it was done al pi my command. I think they should be more or less interchangeable. Except the way that we said it has the advantage that it works nicely for Rav's drasha. But you're right, that's not really being precise to the way the Ksei says it.
Is there a Svarma more asking?
Well, if you're not coming from Rav's drasha, so you just want to say this basic vart that he's doing it for me. I mean, the assumption is that it's not shlichus, but if I tell somebody to do it for me, then that's what I'm chayef for. So the way he was masbird was because as long as he does it and I'm getting that not from it, that's what I'm chayef for.
But that's halacha as opposed to any other shlichus in Torah. Like
over here it's gzeiras hakasav. Over here it's gzeiras hakasav. You chayef al yedei acher. Okay, this is a bit of history. Okay, this is a real life story that involves real lives that was being debated by the Gedolei HaPoskim in the mid 1700s, 1760s in particular, and the Yesod of the Shaila was this Chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. What I was just calling the debatable part of the Mishnah Melech, that he makes the assumption, without really bringing, I mean, he brings a Raya from a Rambam, but he doesn't bring any Raya from Gemaras, but he makes the assumption, even if that's the Rambam, he doesn't really make a point out of how he's saying this chiddush, but he makes the assumption that when we say ain shlichas v'aravera, it doesn't just mean there's no shlichas for the avera. It means if there's an avera in the story, there's no shlichas altogether. The avera is mevatel the shlichas. It's like the example that I gave before. I was making up a fake example. The example was if I told somebody to give a get to my wife, standing in Rosh Hashanah and throwing it to Rosh Hashanah, so the Mishnah Melech holds that the get would be bought, the shlichas is bought, because ain't shlichas avera, so it's not a good get. And theoretically, one could have argued and said that no, the get's not bottled, because even though ain't shlichas avera, so I shel Shabbos, it's not mine, but there's still shlichas shalom lekamayis, so I'm the get. That was the debatable aspect of the Mishnah Melech. So the story that happened, in the 50s actually, in 1755, Be'erech, and then all the tshuvas were written about 11 years later. The story, what happened was like this. There was an Isha, there was a couple that was getting divorced, or sort of. There was a couple that was unhappy, and the husband wanted to divorce his wife. The wife did not want to accept the get. I don't know the reasons why she didn't want to accept the get. Maybe out of spite to her husband, meaning, even though, what's the background? You know, when we learn Gemara, it's always the Isha that needs the get, because the Isha can't get married without a get. The husband, Medina the Gemara, is allowed to take two wives. But as we all know, that's not true anymore. Chaim Derenu Gershem, a little more than 1,000 years ago, in the 900s of the Common Era, maybe around the year 1,000, there's Rabbeinu Gershom Mar Agoila in Germany made Cherem saying basically two things. That a husband can't take a second wife, and also that he can't divorce his wife without her consent. You know, the Torah never required the consent. The Torah says, because of the that he does the maisa, and he can just do it even balkarcha. The Gemara says, that it works even balkarcha. Rabbeinu Gershom said, you're not allowed to give a get balkarcha. Both of these charamim, the same idea. They basically require, they level the playing field between the husband and the wife. And now the husband needs to work to make the marriage work as much as the wife does. The way the din is set up in the Torah, the husband doesn't really have so much incentive. If he's not happy, he'll just go marry somebody else. So Rabbeinu Gershom said, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, because he can't have two wives. Okay, fine. So I'll just throw her a get and I'll go marry someone else. So he said, you can't do that either. If you're going to get divorced, it has to be the two of you together deciding to get divorced. So now they're both equally incentivized to work on the marriage. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom did. So the Maaseh say he made a cherem saying that you're not allowed to divorce your wife balkarcha. So this couple, they wanted to get divorced. I mean, the man wanted to divorce his wife. His wife said, I'm not taking a get. So the man said, what do you mean? But I wanted to divorce you. No, I'm not taking the get. So what did he do? He hired a shliach. Now, there's some disagreement among the different rabbanim involved about exactly the story, what exactly he did. But the way at least that the story is presented in the first tshuva. He hired like a bunch of hooligans, you know, like big tough guys, and they cornered her in a dark alley. I said, there's three guys together. Two of them held her, one on the right, one grabbed her right arm, one grabbed her left arm, and the third one took the get and threw it at her. So she didn't have any opportunity to resist, and there. I guess they threw it into her pocketbook or something so that she got it, she was kind of it. Okay, the get's delivered. Now, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to divorce a woman balkarcha. They did it. They did it balkarcha. So, is the get chal or is it, so this was done, again, the story was, this was done in 1755, and it was done, if I'm not mistaken, in Hamburg under the auspices of the Rav, Rav Yitzchak of Hamburg. He gave his approval to it, no problem. 11 years later, it was brought to the attention of the Nedi Yehuda, who was a mechutin of Rav Yitzchak of Hamburg, and the Nedi Yehuda said that this get is batal. Now again, it's interesting, when we say the get is batal, who is he coming to be machmir against? Not the wife. The wife wasn't interested in the get. The husband, who had remarried, The Yehuda says that he's usher on his second wife because he's still married to his first wife. The get is not chal. Why is the get not chal? It's a very mechudishik idea to say the get's not chal. After all, the get was a perfectly good get. The worst that you could say is that it violated the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. But Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom was never said li'kuva. Even Rabbeinu Gershom himself never said that it gets not chal if it's given balkarcha. He said you're not allowed to give a get balkarcha. It's a chayrem, meaning the curses of the Torah fall upon your head if you divorce your wife balkarcha. But the get's chal, the same with marrying a second wife. Rabbeinu Gershom said that you're not allowed to marry a second wife. But certainly he would never say that the kiddush are not chal, chas v'sholim, right? He's not being matir eishes ish. Right? If somebody who's married to a woman goes over to another woman and gives her a ring and says, "Arayim u'kadeshesli," avad she's married. She's the second woman. She becomes an eishes ish. If anyone else would give her kedushin, those kedushin wouldn't be chal. Now he wasn't allowed to do it. Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't let curses of the Torah fall upon his head, and he's not allowed to live with her. But the kedushin are chal. Rabbeinu Gershom never said anything about chalosim not being chal. So how are you going to make this get not be chal? They were megarisher, they were nasty, they were hooligans, they were violent, and they were megarisher about karcha, and you're not allowed to do that. They say there. But how can you say the get's not chal? Zok the night of Yehuda. The get's not chal. You know why? Because even though it's true, Rabbeinu Gershom never said that being megarish about karcha should make a get not chal. And it's true that if the husband himself would have gone and done this Aveira, he would have violated the Chayim and taken the get and thrown it at his wife, pinned her down and threw it at his wife, she'd be Megureshes. But he didn't do it. Why? Because he's not a big, strong guy. He hired the hit team to do it. Meaning, he's using a Shliach. And the Shliach went, and they violated the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, meaning they did an Aveira. So ein shliach dvar aveira, and ein shliach dvar aveira. So then they're not my shliach anymore. They're not the husband's shliach. So therefore, she's not divorced. The get's not chal. Now there's a Nevi Yehuda said that this get will be bottle because it involves an aveira, and there was a shlichas ein shliach dvar aveira, and if ein shliach dvar aveira, then the whole shlichas is bottle. Nevi Yehuda said that he doesn't quote the Mishnah Melach, but he says I know it sounds like a chiddush. Because in the Gemara, it just says, Ein shliach v'aveira, that if my shliach does an aveira, it says an aveira, I don't get the aveira. But Zot Nei Yehuda, I'll bring you 100 rayas. He's a long tshuva, he develops this point at great length, and he brings rayas that Ein shliach v'aveira means much more than that. It's not just that I don't get the aveira, it means that the whole shliach is a bottle, and therefore this get won't be chal. After his long tshuva, his mechutin, who authorized the get in the first place, of Itzel Hamburger, he wrote a tshuva back, a long tshuva, where he says, he felt that he had 100 rayas for karet, that this estate is not true. He mentions the Mishnah Melech. He says, "Oh, you're trying to pull a Mishnah Melech on me. I don't believe that Mishnah Melech." And then he just says, "I'm not pulling any Mishnah Melech." He said, "I never heard of the Mishnah Melech. It's my own yesoid." That's what he writes back. It's my own yesoid. But he says, "You're trying to pull a Mishnah Melech on me. I don't agree with this Mishnah Melech." So it was very contentious, the tshuva between the two of them. But the yesoid of the shayla over there was this chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. When we say in shlichus v'aveira, is it mevatel the whole shlichus? Or is it just, there's no shlichus on the aveira, but there could still be a shlichus on the get? So, okay, we're not going to go into that whole sugya. The truth is, it's in the Eben Ezra section of the Nevi Yehuda, Simon Ayin Hey, and then there's a whole series of truvas Ayin Hey, and Rav, and Ayin Ches, and Tes. I'm not sure how long it goes. A bunch of other people weighed in also. But the sugya of the shiloh over there, again, this was a real life case that involved a real man and a real woman. But the aside of the shayla was whether ein shlichus dvar aveira is just on the aveira or is it mevatel the whole shlichus, which is the chiddush that we're learning here from the Mishnah Melach, that is mevatel the whole shlichus. All right.
I was not going to the sugya, but what was the aveira there?
The aveira was being regarded bal karcha, but because there's a chayim der Rabbeinu Gershom, they're not allowed to give it yet again.
That's considered an aveira.
Right. Yeah, that was the aveira that he felt was about to sleep us.
You know, part of the discussion was there, you going there?
Yeah.
was that a big enough of a qualified.